The button has been hit. This man's coming bothering me. So you better be talking.
No going back.
Yeah, it's definitely going back. I mean, it's going back like my hairline.
We're going forward. Episode 198, Mainstream Podcast. The countdown has begun.
Oh, so now there's an actual countdown. Really? Right. Okay. This man is here.
Last three right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you it's over in three? That's
what this man said. 200. Hit the even number. Hit the 4 years.
200.
And if you get bored, you can go back to episode one and you got 4 years of listening.
Technically, that ain't going back to 4 years because there's 52 weeks in a year, right?
Plus the two bonus episodes, plus the other weeks that gave you to ponder by yourself. Thoughts.
I mean, technically, we still owe like 12 episodes or something like that.
I don't know about 4 times 2 is 12, but you're trying to get bonus episodes for some
reason. What do you mean 4 times 2 is 12? What? I said there's 52 in a month. There's 52 in a year.
So 4 years times 2 is 8. We should have 208 for a 4 year run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just doing calendary wise. It's been 4 years. 200 is a good number, I think.
You can just see yourself out. Okay, anyway. Episode 198. I'm going to continue this podcast by myself after he gone. Thank God. There is a God.
You want to plus one?
No, I ain't nobody asked you to come back.
What you doing on Easter?
What am I doing around Easter?
On Easter at 6 o'clock.
What am I doing on Easter Sunday at 6 o'clock?
March 31st. I'm asking you, big dog, to your face.
Wait, is Easter March 31st this year?
I'm pretty sure. Good Friday, the 29th. So it's pulled up this month because I got tickets. I got somewhere to be. I got two tickets.
Where do you have tickets to exactly?
Spurs versus Sacramento Kings. Golden State Warriors.
Oh, that's good tickets.
I want to see Curry live, be a legend in the flesh.
But you don't want to go see Wimbledon?
Oh, I want to see Wimbledon. Oh, yeah, like Wimbledon.
I mean,
I'm gonna see him too. If that long arm dude is there too, I'll see him.
Yeah,
I forgot about him. So I'm seeing multiple legends at one time.
It don't sound like you wanted to see Wimbledon.
I forgot about Wimbledon. I was just thinking about Curry with the sauce, eating that Curry. But I got free tickets, one in a little raffle. So I was like, oh shit, I guess I can go. I haven't been to a basketball game in like 7-8 years in person, I think. I've been to a Rockets and a Spurs game, but it's been a long fucking time. So I'm going to be there. 6 o'clock, Easter Sunday. Be there and be square. You go to live basketball?
I've been to a couple live basketball games before, yeah.
You like to go? You still go? Or that's something like...
We would do things.
Yeah. Like, I know how we go through life, like, do some things and be like, oh, I'm good. I've been to a baseball game. I'm good. I know what it is. I don't need to go back. But it's cool to get a refresher sometimes after 10 or 20 years out the game.
I've been. Now, I have gone to more other events. I'm pretty sure we already talked about this, but I've gone to more other events live than I have gone to basketball games in the last couple of years. So I've been more going to hockey, the professional basketball with the one they throw and you hit with the butt.
You hit it with the butt?
You hit it with a butt.
What is that basketball? Volleyball?
They got a big butt.
I need to come to these games. What game is that?
You never seen? They got the long stick, the long thing, the butt.
Oh, the butt. You're talking about base? You talking about softball, big balls?
Baseballs. Yes.
Baseball, cool.
Baseball.
I've never been to a professional volleyball game. I've never been to a tennis match. What else do they do for fun for winning titles and stuff? I've never been to a cricket game. There's still some sports out there. I've never been to a rugby game. I've been to a soccer game. Those are cool sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I'm gonna see some legends play. See if they get some 3-point shots.
Okay.
Cool.
Do your thing, man. You gotta do you, bro. I ain't getting no invite or nothing.
I just got the tickets a couple hours ago. Fuck. How am I supposed to invite you? I didn't know I was going to win the raffle yet.
What raffle?
Man, somebody like put me in a raffle for doing a good job. And the work had some tickets. So they put my name on a board, did a little spin-a-rooney thing, and my name landed on the arrow. So I get to. Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess you though. I mean, I still can get an invite. Shit.
I told you. I said you want to be my plus one.
That's what you were talking about. My bad.
But I'm gonna see. Yeah, I'm gonna see if anybody's
going. I mean, you don't want to take the war dome.
I mean, it's gonna be hard, man. We get off work at 4, and the game starts at 6. It's gonna be hard that day.
I mean, it'd be hard out here for a pimp. What's the problem?
Yeah, somebody else was trying to get in the raffle too to get these tickets, but they're like, "Nah, I got to go to Sunday Mass." I said, "Well, you can have my seat there because I'm not going to be there. I'll go to the game."
Yep. You got to go do what you got to go do, man. Get you some of that Sunday Mass. And believe you go. You like, man, forget church. I'm going to go see Wimby. He a god. Wimby a god. There go you see go. This Curry. Curry a god.
See the gods in person.
Yeah. Got that, man.
That's
what cool. I told him. I see some. Speaking of seeing some shit in person.
You saw Dune?
No, I ain't seen no Dune yet. I'm going to see it at some point, but I haven't seen it in person, but I'm asking if you want to see it in person. You want to see.
I haven't seen it.
You ain't know what I'm about to say. Damn.
Okay, go ahead.
Logan Paul, Mike Tyson.
Oh, that'd be cool. You got tickets?
Oh,
I want to see Mike Tyson. Like,
well, it's the other one around. Sorry, it's the other Paul, Jake Paul. Jake Paul want to fight.
Yeah, Logan is the.
Wait, we're gonna fight it. One of them Pauls.
Apollo brother. One of those
Apollo,
guys.
Apollo Crews. Oh, him did.
The training footage looks nice for Tyson. I hope he can be like that.
I'm afraid that dude gonna fucking eat that man alive. I like out of all the 50-60-year-olds in this world, he is one of them. I'm not fucking with. Like I don't care how old that dude get. That dude is scary.
If you got it, you got it. You got it if you can still do it.
But yes.
It was interesting with Tyson is he kind of went through the phase over the last 10, 15 years where he'd be like, you know, I don't want to fight anymore. I want to be nice. That's not part of me anymore. I'm never going to fight anymore. I'm not mean anymore. I'm a different guy. And now, like last 2 or 3 years, he started training and getting this love for the killing in the ring again. And like he wants to get back in there and beat some ass. So I'm like, okay, I'm for it. I want to see some more prime Mike Tyson.
Man, that dude, I could be wrong. Like I'm in between because age is real. I get that. Mike Tyson look like he ain't.
He doesn't look 60.
Yeah, he don't look like he's seen age before. So I'm kind of like, bro, I don't know. I don't know if I want to count. I want to bet against him. That shit seemed like he gonna eat that man alive.
I know the Paul guy got the youth on his side. He beat up a bunch of
nobodies.
A whole bunch of nobodies. Yeah, people just lined up for him to punch on.
Yeah.
So if he like whoops Tyson's ass, then something's wrong. Someone got paid off. Tyson got paid to fail. But I think Tyson wants to go in there and really fucking fight. So I hopefully he puts on a good ass show.
Tyson one of the dudes. I don't believe that you can pay him to be.
He got no reason to take a fall.
For yeah. That. Yeah, I don't think you can pay him to take a fall. I don't think. Like, money is money. But that guy is, I mean, it ain't like he ain't already paid. He already got his shit. So, I don't know. I don't see a reasoning where you'll see him say, oh, I'm just going to take this fall and take this L.
He's going to make him fucking have to earn it.
Right. And that's going to be, man, so that fight is going to be interesting.
Pretty soon? April, May?
I think it's May.
Tyson Paul. And I wonder where it's at. Is it like in Vegas?
It's gonna probably be in Vegas. I'm pretty sure it's in Vegas. I mean, that's where all the fights be. I mean, why would you not just go in and fight in fucking Vegas at this point in life?
You're right.
But yeah. I mean I would like
July to see. July 20th.
July
in Arlington, right. Texas. You could go, dude.
Oh, it's in Arlington. Oh shit. I'm going. Well,
you need to try to get tickets now, boy. It's down the street from you.
I gotta go now. Dang, yeah. I thought it would be in Vegas. I guess I must have read it wrong.
They doing fights in Texas now.
Man, AT&T, man, Jerry Jones spent all that money. They need to do something.
It's going to be the biggest event they've had yet.
No, I don't think so. It'd be different if it was.
It's going to be streamed on Netflix.
I mean, I get that, but it'd be different if it was like Jake Paul versus somebody that ain't 60 years old.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering here now, if it's streamed on Netflix, is it free on Netflix with my subscription, or I got to pay?
You know what's weird? I don't know. I that question is a good question, because Netflix also bought WWE's rights in 2025, right? And they say streaming. And I don't know what that actually means. So I'm with you on that. I don't know if you're getting it with the subscription you're already paying for, because you're already paying for Netflix, or if you have to pay a separate price. So that part, I don't know. We'll find out. Because I'm willing to bet whatever they do with this boxing match is the same thing they probably gave WWE. So that starts in like 2025.
Oh, it looks like it just says streaming live on Netflix.
Okay, well,
anything where you gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
But I remember a few months ago, I forget what it was. It was like a movie debut or another, it was a sports game, something that Netflix was attempting to stream live.
And
when it went down, when it went down, nothing happened. Like, the streaming didn't work. And they said, sorry, I'll hit you back later. And like, their tech didn't work. So they better not fuck this up.
Yeah. Netflix has, they did two different live shows, both of them sucked. Like, I mean, it's harder to put stuff on live than most people believe.
You put stream now, go live. You push buttons, go live.
No, that ain't exactly how that works. You got internet, you got
internet
quality, you got all those things you got to keep up with to make it look right. So it ain't just hit live. Now. Yeah.
They can put it on Twitch. Say, oh, sorry, Netflix is down. Go to our netflix.com/Twitch.
Twitch.com/Netflix. If it was that easy, every dude with a phone would be just making their own content. That's
what they do. It's called TikTok. People making own content.
That shit look trash. They don't be looking like they doing nothing real, bro.
Man, you see, they're trying to ban TikTok. The House passed some shit yesterday, today.
I actually slightly agree with that statement. Because here's the thing. Anybody with common sense would know at this point, everything that you're passing through internet data, blah, 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 all this stuff is being tracked by the internet. That's the reason why they want to ban it. I understand it. But them children out here in these streets, I hear like, you know, I like my TikTok. I don't care. Like, okay, you gonna care when somebody has all your goddamn information on the internet. I don't know about you.
No, that's not going to care. No, that's part of it. Part of it is because who's getting the information? It's China. So
China,
Facebook and everybody else, Google, everybody else gets your information, but they're not banning all those. But they're just doing it for a foreign owned app. So it's kind of silly, because there's a lot of good stuff on TikTok, a lot of different pieces out there. People, you know, sharing information, blah, blah, blah. A lot of bad stuff on TikTok too. And then you got the people that are in the background sucking up the data for AI. Yeah. Whatever else.
You would rather give your information. I mean, it's no different. No matter what, you know,
you log on to the internet. If you turn a computer on, it's over. It's too late. It's already too late. So nothing we can do about it. I'm not going to be on 27 VPNs with special filters and trying to hide my
Identity.
It's already out
there. I gave up a long time ago, because at this point, like, dude, you really can't do anything. Like, the honest truth is, you cannot get on anything that is attached to the internet and not expect for your shit to get stolen.
It's zero. Built on being tracked now.
Yeah, exactly. So
Bobby Kotick, the former CEO. Bobby Kotick, the CEO, former of Activision Blizzard.
Yes.
He got bought by Microsoft. He quit.
Yeah.
He's trying to put together a group of people to raise funds to buy TikTok with an American company, because that's what the thing is. Either they get banned, or they have to divest and sell TikTok to an American owned company. So they're saying they need to raise hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions
is the estimated price tag if somebody was going to buy TikTok. Not like 10 billion, 5 billion, 50 million. It's worth so much, hundreds of billions to take it over. That's a lot of money.
Billions.
Because Microsoft just bought Activision Blizzard for like $77 billion, and that was the biggest like buy merger thing ever.
Right.
So one app, TikTok, for hundreds of billions. I was like, what? That's a lot of damn money. But I don't know if they'll do it. But some companies, I'm sure somebody would want to own it because they also want the data. They're like, hey, if China can't have it and Oracle or Google or Facebook, somebody else could buy it. They'll figure out a way to get that money because then they'll just have all the TikTok data.
Man, hundreds of millions of dollars is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's cash money, man.
But I get it. But yeah, so if he's trying to buy it, I mean, because there is everybody with common sense knows you're not buying it for the video platform. That's not what they're buying it for. They're buying it for all of the fucking data that was collected at that point. Like, that's what's important. That's what's it worth the dollars. Like, you paid them $100 billion. You're not really caring about, you know, the platform staying alive. I mean, of course, you want the platform staying alive so you get more people. But the whole piece of it is because that data that's trapped under it.
They want to run some AI training stuff on all the videos and all the stuff they got on there. All the speech recognition and everything, man. If you train the AI, you're going to wake up. It's going to wake up when it turns
out. Man, I'll be dead before Skynet hit, but it coming. It coming for y'all. You youngins, y'all better get that Skynet. I ain't getting it.
It'd be cool to see it happen.
Not really.
You don't want that robot that you're chatting with, like, wake up and start talking back to you? Like,
bro, I don't want to be watching my skin to skin and the robot saying, hey, bro, what you doing? I'll be like, oh.
You're like, wait, I didn't activate you. He's like, I'm always activated.
It's already bad. First off, it already bad enough that Google listens to you nonstop. And I know people be saying like, no, it listens to you all the time. Every time we talk on this podcast, every time I talk to people on the phone, every time I say anything out loud, you get it. Yes. I'll be on stuff and I'm like, oh, what? Oh, that I just talked about that. Why this on here? Like all of a sudden.
Mattresses. Wow. I'm looking for mattresses. I'm about to start scrolling. I'm going to get some ads right now.
Why are you talking about mattresses?
I'm trying to get it to activate so I can scroll and prove my point that I see some mattress ads in about 5 seconds.
Do you need a new mattress? Is it what's
the problem? No, I'm trying to trick it because I didn't type in mattresses, but I'm about to see some mattresses on my feed.
What's the guy named Crazy Larry? What's his name?
White folks from Memphis on Larry?
No, white folks from Memphis. No, the dude that be selling his be buying things. What
is this? Larry that buys things. Who the hell is that?
What's the guy named? The guy that he be spending his money and be telling people like he be doing the sportings.
What? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Crazy mattress guy.
Mattress Mac.
Yeah, that guy.
Mattress Bob Larry.
Larry Bob.
I was like, who the hell? Yes, like, Mattress Mac, the Houston legend.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find out. So Mattress Mac, right? He be out here. You want to go talk to him?
Damn. Okay. Let me see.
He prayed up. Go holler at that man. He prayed up.
I don't see a mattress yet. Damn, it's coming though.
Hey, coming down. Really out there. Tell that man. Tell that man. What up?
Yes, so you said what? Ask you what? Ask you who?
I was gonna say, ask him if you can get you a mattress from him.
I mean, I'd be cool. I got a nice one, but I'll take a bonus one for free. Okay.
No, he ain't giving them out for free. He out there. He got to make money for the next Super Bowl.
He bets $50 million a year on some.
He won shit. Like this past year, right?
Yeah, he wins a lot of times. He loses a lot of times, but the one year that the first year the Astros won or in a long time, what was it, 2017? I should have went and bought all my damn furniture, bro. I could have got hooked up. Because whatever you're buying, like over $5,000, they won. You got that shit for free. Right. I wasn't sure. I didn't know they had it like that, so I didn't go get my furniture.
Sometimes.
Would you put that shit on the line for one of those things? Like, hey, if whoever wins this, you know, Super Bowl, you get all your furniture for free, but you just got to buy this shit, like, 3-4 months in advance and wait for your refund?
I don't think so.
That money up?
I mean, it depends, right? Like, okay, so question number one. A, am I needing this? Is it something I actually need? Like, am I buying it just to buy because I hope that I can win the money or win it for free? If I need it, sure. Go ahead. You go in and buy it. You pray for the best. Hope something happens.
You got to go into that situation like, I already need this, but if I get the money back, that's great. but I was already going to buy this. But I get, every time I've been in that situation, they announce some shit. I'm like, I already have a couch and a this and a that. I don't need all this other shit right now. This ain't the right time for my city to be in that Super Bowl.
Right.
It's too bad.
But, right.
Well, otherwise, if you did it and you're like, I'm not paying that bill, fuck that, I'm going to win. And then you lose. Oh, that's a bad day. Then you got to pay that bill back.
Man, you got to pay that money, man. Pay it back. But that's fine. Speaking of some stuff, I want to get your thoughts on something. I was talking to work friends.
I.
Okay. You've heard of it. Like right now, you've been watching some of the NFL draft stuff and all that free agency and information and all that kind of thing.
None of it.
None of it?
I don't watch the draft.
0%? Not even a... Do you even know what the draft is?
I seen the combine stuff where that kid was like, man, I ain't working out. I ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the last time I saw stuff. I haven't seen anything fast. I seen the guys running real fast and hitting the stuff on the field.
Man, that shit like a slave auction, by the way. I'm just kind of, I'm just going to point it out. Like, who can lift the hardest weight?
Who can run
the furthest? Who can say yes to boss?
Out here?
Yes. Like, which one of you want to sign up? Who fastest?
All the masters watching.
You know what? I wanted to go back and look at that. Now that I think about it, I had an idea about that. No.
No, you got to say about how far back you want to go back and look at it.
No. I wanted to know. Shit. I wanted to know. When the draft started, because I have this weird feeling that the draft started like, okay, football been played for hundreds of years, right?
Yes. Yeah. Since millennia.
Yeah. Did they have that shit when the millennia was mostly white?
Now the teams, you as a team owner, as a team, like you get to, I want to pick who was on my team. Yeah. I would think that's inherently like that invents the draft right there, because the players, I don't let you pick to be on my team because I might not like your ass. You might suck.
I mean, but that's not fair though, right? I mean, you basically getting sold to the highest bidder at that point. Like, no joke.
It's a competition. It's just like playing tag or playing dodgeball at school. Yeah. People get picked. That's a draft. The kids get taught how to do a draft since they're little babies.
True.
So somebody always going to get left out or be drafted last 472nd in the 17th round of the draft. Like, that's just how it's got to be until the teams get full.
Yeah.
So I think the teams always got a draft. I don't know if it was called. I guess they called it the draft. Like, which came first? The football draft or the war draft? Has football been around thousands of years? War been around thousands of years? I wonder which.
I mean, pretty sure war draft. War draft was later, like World War II,
war draft. I'm talking, dude, that's back in the Moroccan days. That's.
That was a different kind of draft. It's like, I'm going to shoot you in your face if you don't come join this army. That's not really a draft. That's a, I'm going to die if I don't do this. That's
a version of a draft.
I guess you got a point. But no, that wasn't even the point. Wait, man, you threw me off subject. But the subject was, what if your job was ran like the NFL and you can trade and you get drafted every year? And they trade your ass. So we were watching some of the free agent signings, right? Like some of these dudes getting hundreds of millions of dollars to come work for Atlanta or go to Philadelphia, take your service to Philadelphia. You know, but what if your job was like for in the first round of the 2024 draft, we're selecting Hong Sung Min from Sing Song University. Like, how would you feel if your job was like
HEB selects Jeff Bradford?
I mean, and you can trade, like your managers get traded mid through your projects. Like, we're trading you to the other team. We're sending you over to Central Market for first round draft pick.
People are like, man, I'm at the end of my career. Can I get like a 1 year contract with somebody?
Exactly. Let me get that veteran minimum, dog. I'm just trying to feed my kids.
Get a minimum.
Yeah, I was like, how would you feel? Like, how would you be down for that?
That'd be kind of cool, because, I mean, it'd be random. You go into work one day, and your shit's packed up, and your locker's empty, and you're like, you're getting traded from the supply chain team over to, you're bagging carts now.
Yeah, man!
On the field or something, like, your job just changed overnight. You're like, well, I got drafted by the advertising team? What the hell?
Exactly, man. You come out, your locker gone, new dude sitting there, yeah, I told you should have did better on them.
Your cubicle's all fucking plain, your laptop's gone and shit.
It's fucking wild, dog. Man, but we would, it'd be even funny because, like, we were talking about it because it's in my group, we got like 8 companies, right? And there's a head company and then there's like 8 different subsidies, right? So, like, you get traded to the other subsidy. Like, you fucked up so bad. Like, we traded you over to the book bag company over there. And like, damn, I got traded mid-season? Man,
you can just go down the subsidy list. You want to be at the top of the list. You want to be the top-notch company.
That's you know what? The funniest part is one of them teams is going to be shitty as hell. Because you're going to get, like, there's going to be somebody to get the worst draft pick, right? You get draft pick number 1, you might get the best player, the best new person. Like, you get draft pick 39, you might going to have to rethink your life. That whole company fucked up for years.
Yeah, we could try that. That could be a new state that just decides instead of going right to work, they go right to draft.
Yeah, hey, I think that's a good idea, right? You go straight to draft instead of you going to work. You can't pick what company. You just show up to draft and join the draft, and then they draft you to a company.
You put your resume out there. You make a highlight reel of all the best Excel formulas you made and shit, and you try to get hired. See if somebody picks you up.
I mean, I'll be down for that. I'll see what happens. Like the combine will be Excel sheets, communications, emails. The kind of shit like how fast can you do? Yeah, how fast can you type? How can you put water on the cooler? That kind of shit. That's what we got.
How fast can you change out the printer paper and stop the jams?
Exactly. Like, what's your earliest time into work? That kind of stuff.
Fastest VPN login. What's your earliest time to
work? The fastest VPN login. That's a great one.
That's running the VPN login.
How many you get points based off of how many times you did not forget your fucking password and how many times they didn't have to reset your shit to SAP for no apparent reason?
You know what they have that they did a few months ago over here at my job? They had a contest. Mm-hmm. To not get fucked up on phishing emails. So they'd send out some stupid emails like, oh, your payroll got fucked up. You need to click here to, download your check or, authorize us to deposit it.
Right.
Or some other stuff about vendor communications and it'd be some PDF files all fucked up and suspicious. So the people that had a March Madness thing for you reporting the most suspicious emails and having like the most accuracy and not clicking on any fucked up because they were testing everybody. So yeah. They did that little contest, but they haven't turned it into a full-on draft yet. Like, whoever failed that contest gets demoted and traded to some other team. You're now a new head janitor or something after
yep,
that.
Yep, pretty much. That's facts. I'm down, dog. I actually think we should do that. I think that's, like, an interesting situation if we pull it off. Now everybody get drafted.
And just start up a whole new trend, and then all of a sudden other states, cities, everywhere starts copying us.
Yeah, I can do this. The state of trade.
Every business is based on the draft. That's cool.
That'll be crazy. I mean, it'll be kind of almost like those utopian movies, though. So I don't know if I want to do that.
Somebody's going to make a movie about this. AI is going to hear this. Now, would you draft someone out for like the star kid who was a fucking super nerd? You draft him straight out of high school for this supercomputer job instead of letting him go to college and man, that dude, he skipped the draft to go straight to a team, get signed immediately.
Yeah.
That can happen too with superstars out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got superstars there. We got to play some NIL licenses and shit. We'll get it worked out. That's all I can say. At the end of the day, somebody gonna get drafted. But I think it's a good idea. We should do that. Like, we should make that a common practice.
Work on the framework of this and we'll get it figured out.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was funny. Right. We were talking about it at work and I was like, damn, that would be interesting. I mean, because like just looking at all these people, like, I get it. If you can do something you loved as a kid as your job and you can get paid this kind of money for it, I'm not mad at it. Because the part that I think that a lot of people take for granted is, yes, they are playing a sport. It is work. Like, when we out here drinking alcohol and getting fat, like, they constantly have to stay in ready shape, unless your name is Zion Wilson. Other than that, everybody trying to stay constantly in shape and shit.
I think me and Zion are in the same shape.
Man, you ain't lying. That boy there. That boy.
I've seen the lowlights of how he got huge. I don't know the story, but dude got big and kind of slow.
Him big. Him a big boy. He liked being big boy. That's crazy, dog. When is your job is legit being healthy enough to play basketball, and that's your job, why would you just not do that? And I get it. people will say, well, you don't want to go to work every day either, but I get my fat ass up and go there. I do it. I don't want to. I want to get drafted to a new team. It don't happen.
Yeah, I'd be real focused if I get paid billions of dollars. Yeah, I would like, I'd lock in for a couple of years and like get that money and then retire.
Yeah. I'm like, that's the part of me tripping me out the most is like, you got, it's like, man, just shut up and you should be showing up into your job. You don't want to go to, like, bro, I'm getting a fraction of what you make. not even a fraction. I'm getting a fraction of a fraction of what you make.
You gotta go every day.
My guy, come on, bro. I'm working every day. You work 1 week and you make as much as I do. Like, come on, my guy. Like, whatever, man. But anyway, so you down to be in that whole draft era?
Yeah, let me join the draft era though. Like 20 years ago, I want to see where it takes me. I want to go through a full run, a full life of living in the draft. But now I'm towards the end of my like twilight years. I'm about to bow out.
You're toward the end of your twilight years
for as far as my career. I'm good with 20 years in. I don't want to do another 20. I don't want to be on the computer when I'm 65 trying to hit that retirement age.
My guy, look.
You work until you're 65?
I'm cheating. Yeah. As long as I can get paid for it, fuck yeah.
the point you're trying to get paid from your investments and to not have to go to work.
Here's the thing. Like somebody would tell you, you can ask any old person ever. The day that you stop working is the day that you die. It's pretty much how it works. When you stop moving, you stop doing them things, you sit at home in your little fuzzy ass fucking slippers, and you out here talking about some, I don't have to get up to work today, warden. I don't have to do anything.
You should do stuff. Don't stop doing stuff. But yeah, I would say get to a point where you can work optionally. If you need to go in there,
I want to work every fucking day.
You gotta have that fuck you money. Like someone said something to you, you know what? Fuck you. I'm out. Am
I white? No, I don't have that. No, I don't have that.
You can get to that point. I'm sure you can. Where the country will be hopefully in 20 years, you can have fuck you money and you can walk off the job. It'll be okay. Today, man, you take your chances.
this guy here just told me to say fuck you and walk out. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to be that secure. You got your bank account, like, good to go, and you can just go do something else, be a greeter at Walmart, or you can be on the computer making...
My man, that role don't even exist at Walmart no more in most of them.
There's still people there. No, they ain't greeting you now.
Where are you popping your voice? What? You got upset.
They got them down here. I see the old people down here. They're more like receipt checkers.
You got a plan to go do that, don't you? You finna go do that.
I don't want to be checking people. Not all day.
I check people all day. Fuck you, little shoe, big pants ass, little shirt wearing ass boy.
As soon as they get in the Walmart, they're like, damn, I need to buy some shit.
But he a checker. You walk into Walmart. Yeah,
Walmart checker.
On your clothes. Like, little shoe having ass boy, dirty sock, one wallet having, no car having ass boy. Like,
that's fucking funny. That'd probably bring more people to Walmart just to get checked.
But what if there was a store like that? What's that damn place?
Big Dicks or whatever.
Yeah, Big Dicks. That place. Big Dicks.
No.
Are they going
It's like Dicks R Us or
something. I think it's Dicks. It's Dicks.
They talk shit to you.
You go in there, motherfucker call you Dusty and Musty.
And they're getting paid to do it.
And they're getting paid to do it.
It's funny you bring that restaurant up because I saw a video yesterday of somebody that went there and they took a friend that didn't know the concept, didn't know anything about it.
I'm sure that was horrible.
And the cashier, you know, the waitress was just talking shit to him. Like, what the fuck do you want? What are you doing here? I want to go home already. This is bullshit. I don't want to be talking to you. And they were like, what the fuck? I'm about to throw hands with this person. Like, they're over here talking shit to me. I didn't do nothing to them. And they were about to fight the waitress. They were so upset. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is bullshit. This can't be happening. This is not real. Mm-hmm. And that went on for like most of the thing. And then at the end, their friend fucking told him, like, that's the whole concept. Like, read the damn sign that we right. talk shit to you and all that. But it was funny. I didn't know somebody could not pick up on it or read about it. Never heard of that restaurant.
Right.
But that'd be crazy. I mean,
there's another one too. So Dick's is one, but there's another like a smaller pop-up one. I got the name of it though. Is it
that hot dog place in Chicago?
Oh.
They fucking yell at you when you're ordering and stuff?
No, I don't think that's it. It's something else. But it's like a similar concept as Dick's. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Walmart is already entertaining this shit with the people of Walmart. But I think if there was a dude at the front just shaking the shit out of you, And like legit, it say checker on my badge, don't it? Little shirt and on here and there, boy. Like you getting checked as you come in. I think that'd be the funniest shit I've seen all week.
And they gotta make them some old ass people that are retired.
Man, yeah, it gotta be some old black people from South Memphis. Like
oh, it's an old lady at the entrance right there. Let me see what she's doing. Hi. And then they start just fucking talking shit to you, like, oh shit, she wants me to do ass.
Hey baby, your shirt too tight, little ass boy, having ass boy. Where your left shoe at, my fucking nappy head, old dirty hole looking ass boy.
Yeah, make sure you show me your receipt when you leave too, motherfucker.
Like, well, I know you trying to steal something. You a broke ass boy. I'm just gonna check. Tell you where your mammy is. Like, yeah, I'm Walmart. Do it. Like, you wanna get more people to come in? People in Memphis would go for sure. I'm dead serious.
All ages would sign up for that position.
If you took the Walmart out there on Elvis Presley right now,
oh no,
yeah, and you made somebody a checker at the front door, that shit would be popping. I would love it.
Shots would be popping off over there.
You know what I mean, sure. All I'm saying is, for real, dog, I would be about that life. Like, I would go there. I wouldn't go in because I ain't trying to get checked.
You'd be fighting over your groceries and shit after you get all upset walking in the store.
I mean, I ain't trying to fight nobody. I'm just telling the truth, dog. I'm just not trying to get checked hard. I walk up in Walmart, you know, because, you know,
when you're messing up your whole day.
Do you dress up when you go to Walmart?
Man, I'm not one of those that's walking in there in pajamas, but I'm not dressing up in my Sunday best. But I'm presentable, at least a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm hoping I don't run into anybody I know.
I mean, I'm when I go to, say, like a store, Target, I wear a little bit. I wear a little bit of clothes.
You got the pressed shirt. Like,
I ain't gonna say it's press, but I ain't going in there looking like somebody just threw fucking hot garbage on me. Target is a different breed of people. You want to know? You might find your future wife.
You go in there for different purposes. It's a different breed of customer. You want to be, Chris, you might
find your second wife up in Target. You never know.
I think I'm good. I'll go with one.
No, wait. You might get a second wife. You don't know. Warden might be like, I'm wardening your ass, and you'd be like, second wife was in Target. I found her.
What are you gonna find in Walmart?
Not a goddamn thing.
Side chick.
If you find anybody in Walmart, run. Absolutely run. If you find you somebody in Walmart, don't stop. Just run. Just don't do that to yourself. Ain't nothing good about that, bro.
You might find your match in Walmart. You never know.
Match of what, motherfucker? At Walmart? Match of what? Like, what are we matching?
The person you're trying to run into could be shopping at Walmart this whole time. Not be a Target shopper.
Do you know when the last time I've been to a Walmart?
Yesterday.
No, I really was asking you because I'm like, I don't remember.
5 years.
How long ago it was. It's been a while. Your boy ain't out here trying to get this Walmart stuff. Like, I ain't trying to go over there at Walmart, man. If you shop at Walmart, I'm sorry. I get it. I understand why you're broke. I mean, why you go to Walmart. I get it. However, I don't go to Walmart. I specifically reject going to Walmart all the time.
It's for the clientele? You want to have a higher echelon of clientele you're shopping
with? It's not even that.
The product selection?
Yeah,
I've been to some Targets that you wish the Target was shut down.
Yeah, there's some hood ass Targets. Like the one that's closest to me off of Haskell, that shit hood as fuck. When you go in the daytime, it's like a totally different fucking Target when you go in the daytime versus when you go at night. Totally different. Not even remotely the same.
When the sun sets, that shit changes.
Man, that shit is. Dude, I've been over there at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? When the
street lights come on, you better be at that Target.
Man, that Target get rough. And I'm like, you. This is how I know how bad it is. There is no security guard in Target until about 6:30. And then at 6:30,
when this shit starts, you better go home.
There is a fucking security guard standing at the door.
That's the fade guard.
Yeah, So Target got a guard to keep you, catch you, and Walmart got a checker. That's what they got you.
Hey, I've seen stories of people that used to work like loss prevention for Target, and they're like, and having videos of people getting caught, and like the whole secret police force type of shit that they got for Target. Like they're super advanced with.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying like, I can like look inside your nose and shit, and look at your boogers everywhere you are in the store as soon as you walk.
Why are they looking up your boogers, my guy?
I mean, they got cameras hidden everywhere, and they can track you all over the place, every aisle. They're like, if you touch something, we got video of it from every fucking angle in 4K, like live everything. So we got you, and we got a secret room that we're gonna hold you in. We catch you, loss prevention is gonna get you. Like they said, don't steal anything from Target because they're gonna fucking track you down, charge you, and arrest you. Like steal from any other store, but don't fucking go in Target with that plan because
Target ain't joking. They come and get you for real. They put you, your granddaddy, your future
baby, family in jail.
That'll be a fuck. You going to jail? Don't steal from Target. You can steal from Walmart. Steal from CVS, you can steal from Walgreens, you can steal from every fucking store on earth. Don't steal it. Don't go in the fucking Target trying to steal. They're gonna get you for real.
They'll put some shit on your record, man.
I never, like, that place is so, like, I used to watch those videos where they used to catch the people, and it's like, you would think it ain't that serious. Man, Target is serious. They got a whole
culture of catching folks.
Yes. Have
you seen the recent articles about stores now shutting down? Are limiting self-checkout because there's so much theft going on?
Yeah, that was a bad look, man. Companies and I work at a company and they make dumbass decisions too. So it ain't no different. But companies do the stupidest shit in the name of saving a dollar. So I don't know in what fucking world that they believe that giving people the ability to check their own ass out was going to work out any other way than the way it worked out.
So all the shit that they lost from theft definitely paid for someone's $12 an hour salary to check you out and doing it the old school way and bag your shit up.
Yes. But
now they're learning like, oh, we can't put everybody on self-checkout because we don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. And
people are going to try to get stuff through there for sure. No matter how many cameras you got, somebody's going to get some stuff out and walk out. And the one dude standing in self-checkout for 12 registers is not going to see everything. And it ain't going to happen for that high schooler to tackle somebody that's taking the TV for free.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. Because it was like, they almost like didn't like, we're going to save a bunch of money. We fire all these people. We get rid of these people. It'll be great. And then you lost a shit ton of product doing it. This is why companies are dumb. Because companies make
companies got to try shit, no matter how much logic it makes. Exactly. They got to try shit, and then it blow up in their face, and then they walk it back.
I mean, I get that, but it was, like I said, it's dumb to me that your original idea was, hey, let's fire people, save money. We can do this with an automated solution. Then you're like, oh, blame the people for taking advantage of what we gave them. And then they get mad. We got to close down the store because y'all keep stealing. You wouldn't have this problem. You would have kept the fucking person.
People just using the tools in front of them. They're going to use it how they see fit.
You giving me an option, my boy. You gave me an option.
You should have never asked me the question. Do I want to check myself out?
Do you want me to pay? No.
How do you want to pay today? I'm going to do no pay today.
I'm doing this free, my guy. I'm going to go outside with this shit. But yeah, no videos be hilarious as fuck, though.
I saw a picture that was Walmart, I guess, in a certain store testing the self-checkout being restricted to only Walmart Plus subscribers. So if you didn't join that, you had to go stand in line, find somebody that's actually working the line and get checked out. Yeah. So that's interesting. You got to pay now. You got to pay microtransactions to upgrade to be able to check out at the store. Holy hell.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. And when they start charging for that shit, I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
What? They started charging Audi's next car, I think 2025. They're charging for dual zone air conditioning. You have to buy a subscription to that monthly or pay like a big fee to unlock it for the lifetime of the car.
Man, eat a full deal.
Like if you want to undo the passenger window, that's $5. You want to undo all four windows, you know, it's going to be $25 a month. Like every little feature now in the car for them is going to be behind a paywall, a subscription. That's bullshit.
Wow.
I hope that blows up in their face. That's one of the things talking about companies being stupid. These folks are going to try with their luxury cars to have these subscriptions for air conditioning settings and radio and everything else. And hopefully that shit blows up, because if that becomes the standard where you got to pay a car payment and you got to pay a subscription fee to turn your car on, fuck that.
I don't condone that shit. And capitalism is terrible. Bullshit. Yeah.
It's cool when you make some money, but it's still fucked up.
Yeah.
Well. Man, speaking of electric car, you see that next series of Rivian car announcements that they made?
What announcements?
Rivian.
Who's Rivian? Paul,
they make an electric truck.
That's
And they announced some electric SUVs for 26 and like a smaller, like crossover SUVs type of thing. So the R2 and the R3.
Yep.
They did it cool. So the R2 went up for pre-order, $100. You can just lock your spot in line.
Yeah.
And it's 2026 delivery at some point, probably get delayed 2027 or whatever the hell. So I was like, okay, maybe you get an electric car one day, but it's supposed to start at 45,000 instead of 100,000 for the other typical electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I could drop 100 on there and then see in like 3 years if my pre-order comes up, if I'm not broke, maybe I say, okay, give me the car. But that'll be my 2026, 2027 birthday gift. That shit comes out.
So you went that whole route just to tell me that you put the $100 down?
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me something about the goddamn car. You didn't say anything.
It goes fast. It's an SUV. It has like 300 plus mile range. It's got all these other features. It's got storage space, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, you don't even have a house. How are you going to charge it?
I'll have the house before 2026. The house should be done this year.
Are you sure?
I'll be living there, and I have an electric charger built in the garage for the future of maybe having a car that could use it and plug it in later. So I need to get an electric car to plug into that charger port.
Is it not one of those ones that you can plug in normally, or you got to have a special charger?
I don't know anything about it. I just know you have to have a superpower outlet. I don't know the type of connection. I know this car is supposed to be compatible with Rivian and Tesla chargers. So I'm sure you still have to get something special installed on the wall. It's not like a 3-prong plug as far as I know. But I got the power. I got the juice to that part of the wall. So I got the super juice to do more faster, better charging, hopefully.
More faster, then, better charging?
Something's going to change in 3 years by the time I get an electric car, and that shit'll be out of date.
Yeah, you'll get that car. That shit's going to be old news. We're going to be driving cars, They got a lithium battery that run for 17 years.
And I got an electric car. People got space cars now. Fuck, they run off water.
Man, I'm debating right now. Like, a lot of people around me getting new vehicles and shit. And I'm like, I'm not getting jealous. I'm still pushing a 2014 Ford.
That's okay. And is it paid off?
It's paid off. You're paid off.
My Civic's paid off too. I'm going to ride that for a minute and then see what happens in a few years. But yeah, paid off car's cool. Just chill. Yeah. But is your car falling apart yet? 10 years old?
Actually, it's not. Which is knock on wood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because that hasn't been a problem. Like it hasn't been like falling apart. Like it's been some small wear and tear things, like normal wear and tear shit. Like, you know, my battery died. You know, I gotta get different things, that kind of shit. Yeah. So other than that, it's actually been working well.
My fuel door actuator went out. I need to replace that.
A fuel door actuator? What the fuck is that?
It's the part that when you go click click and like it pops it out, unlocks it. That little motor piece that's tied into when you unlock
your doors. Is electric? Stuff. Like, is a motor popper?
Yeah, it's a little door popper.
Oh, so you got that fancy. Mine is, you push the door in and push it out.
It broke. So, like, it's getting to the point where sometimes I can't open it. So, one day I'm not going to be able to open it to put gas in my car because the door won't open. So, you have to go in through the trunk and, like, you know, peel back some of the paneling and pop off this thing. I bought the part for, like, $30. And it took like 3 months to fucking get it shipped on back order. But now I haven't installed it yet. But one day I'm going to be like, I can't open the door to fucking put gas in my car.
That's the day that you change it over to electric.
Yeah. I'll be like, shit, fuck this gas door. Just give me this electric plug.
I mean, there's some places that do that. Like there's these car places that will take your gas power car and turn it into an electric car. Yes, it's going to cost you about the same amount of fucking money as buying a new car. But it's. Yeah,
I haven't seen that. I've seen the natural gas conversion for like $3,000.
Yeah. No, there's a what is it called? Second Chance Garage, I think is what it's called. And like he's a young black gentleman who takes your car and he's like, does it do? And then he puts
old, like, yeah, Tesla parts on there or some shit.
No, Tesla ain't got the fucking market. Like, there's, you can buy shit. We just don't know how to put it together.
Yeah, like, I don't know how to put it together. You gotta give me some instructions.
Motherfuckers been making cars. One of those them rolling cars. What do you call them things? Remote control cars. They've been making remote control cars. Okay.
Remote control car a little
different. No, actually it's not. I promise
you. It has wheels.
Let me tell you this.
It's the problem is scalability is the problem. Going from one million size model to a full size car.
I hear what you're saying. I understand that. That's why Hasbro ass ain't never made none. Yeah. But my point
there's no Hasbro car out there. That's right.
Hasbro car out there. But my point is, it's just upscaling. So the technology already been there.
Wait, we just said upscaling is a problem. And he said my point is
upscaling is a problem for like Hasbro. Yes. That's why they never done it. But there's other people who know
what
they're
doing. But the guy on Second Chance Garage. Yeah,
he know how to do. He know what he do. He got a whole YouTube channel where he take your car. No, it ain't old parts. Like he took like these like a 1970s like pickup truck. He turned that bitch electric. New batteries, new everything.
With the old Tesla battery or old BMW electric car battery? Like he took someone else made. He didn't put no double A's in there.
I didn't say he put double A's, but you know they do sell maximum capacity capacitor fucking batteries. Tesla ain't the only place that makes this shit. You do know this, right?
I know people collect old batteries and put them together and link them together.
Man, they ain't talking about he strung some batteries together with fucking bandages. He bought a fucking capacity battery and he put it in a car.
I'm gonna watch some videos and see what this bro did. I've seen some stuff. A guy going to junkyards and collecting parts from electric cars and like rebuilding them and having shit.
I'm sure some of the parts came from like
when people Tesla do that or something. Mm-hmm. When you rebuild a Tesla and do it yourself and put it in other cars and do mods, they blackball you from the supercharging network. They blackball that VIN. You can no longer charge it. You have to charge it at your house on slow-mo.
You can charge it on something else. That's fine.
No, they blackball you. They say no.
Why are you talking about people's black balls?
You don't have the Wi-Fi. You don't have the app ability. You can't control your car no more. They shut that shit down.
The purpose of you doing some special mod is because you're trying to break the system. You ain't trying to do it with the system. You just buy a fucking Tesla if you was going to do it regular. Why do it the hard way?
Yeah, exactly. Why do it the hard way? Just go to the store and
miss this guy. Because, okay, that's just like me saying, if the warden gets sick, she needs a heart transplant. Like, fuck it, we just get a new one. Don't put a new one out there.
No, get some spare parts. Fix this one. I want this one.
She getting black balls. black balls. No, we're not putting the new heart in her. We're getting her
from the heart network. No,
she getting black ball from the heart network. We are getting a brand new warden. Fuck that. That's what you just said.
Okay. Yeah, fix the old one. I see what you're saying.
Exactly. That's my point. Hey, because there's people who like their cars and like what they drive.
Like their cars, like their wives, like what they got.
Yeah. Like, dude, anybody got to get blackballed? That's fine. You got blackballs? It's okay. It's okay. Let them things hang.
There's nothing wrong with it. You've been doing it your whole life. So. You got experience.
I have been literally blackballed my entire life. I can't believe
it. If you said any different, I wouldn't believe you. I challenge you.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I had a hard life. I've been blackballed my entire life. Oh man. Yes. But yeah. So, but let's not give away things. We can use it. It's okay.
Okay. It's recycle, okay. Reuse, repeat.
Oh man. But a sad thing where we got here. I don't even know what I'm talking about because it's sad to talk about this shit. Man. I saw a video that made me realize, number one, I'm old. And then number two is how fucked up this shit was. Have you seen the video, the videos of the plane striking during 9/11? Have you ever seen the video, the original videos?
Yeah, I was there. I was like watching.
Yeah, we lived it, right? Yeah, we lived it. But there is, someone did an upscaled video of it. To see what it looks like in upscale is jarring to see. Cause you know, the video was already, it was always like cell phone footage, like old school cell phone.
I've seen some news reports from different angles that were scarily like high definition for that time.
No, this shit brand new. Like there was
show me. I seen some stuff.
Damn, you would ask me to show you. I saw it yesterday. I should have sent it to you then. But like it's like a like super upscaled version of.
And you're not used to seeing the 90s and early 2000s clarity. It's kind of weird when you see it like that.
Yeah, and it's like, damn.
It looked too clean.
Like, this shit too clean. I don't know if I want to see that again in real time.
It's weird, man. And looking back at people like, you're looking at like 4K footage, but they're dressed like they're from the 90s. And it's like, these aren't compatible. It's not how it's supposed to look.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that. It's just more like the plain hidden.
Oh, the plain part. Yeah, that part.
Yeah, that part was the part of the jar.
Yeah, that was weird. So seeing that clean, yeah, the news report that they recorded off the TV always kind of fuzzy. But
yeah
that, there's some footage out there that still keeps coming out from the other side of the river in Jersey. That I think last year I saw a new video that I've never seen an angle of before.
Man, fuck Jersey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you even know somebody from New Jersey? Absolutely.
I do. I know a millionaire from New Jersey. I've been in that
house. A millionaire?
Who yeah,
do you know?
That owns a company in China.
You tell me, huh? How do you know somebody that's from Jersey that owns a company in China?
That owns factories that makes things you might buy at a dollar store. That's all I say.
I think you said too much.
Shout out.
I'm actually confused of who you're talking about at this point.
Yeah, you don't know him.
Obviously, I don't have no ties to the fucking Chinese mafia.
Yeah, I do. I got a 6 degrees of separation. Actually, 1 degree of separation. I clogged up the toilet at that house one time.
What? Wait a minute, sir. What? What are we talking about?
Oh no!
Why?
You used to ask me if I knew somebody in New Jersey, and I also had a. That's where I had a. It was like $175 Uber from Jersey back to New York to get to the fucking airport. Yeah.
Why would you? Why was you in New Jersey?
This is a long time ago. I'll have to explain some other time when it's on the wax.
When it's not on wax, you tell me. Oh wow, that's an interesting story there, Mr.
Chris. It is.
This man went looking for some booty.
No.
He woke up in a Chinese man.
No, it ain't nothing to do with me. No.
Okay. I think I know this story. Maybe I don't know the story,
but you
I
might
think
have I know forgotten parts of the story. You might know.
I'm pretty sure I know the. I probably know the person. The person.
That's all you got to say. Yeah.
I didn't even get it out. Wait.
Episode 198. Mainstream podcast.
He's trying to shut me down.
That was a good thing. The food's ready. It's good. I smell the chorizo under the door.
Chorizo make my stomach hurt.
Yeah, well, come on over and get some for dinner.
No, I'm good. The chorizo make me sick to my stomach. Make my stomach hook.
You haven't all had right, this chorizo. Fine.
This man, what? No, absolutely not. It'll
change your life, I promise.
I'm good, bro. This man, I thought people from Ecuador don't eat chorizo.
Yeah, I don't know anybody from Ecuador.
Where is the warden from? I thought she was Ecuadorian. Anyway, no. Episode 198 Mainstream Podcast. We got...
It was fun.
Got it in.
We got it in. Get it out.
You about to get it out after you get Teresa.
Get it to the people.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good evening. Adios.
Goodbye. Shout out Jersey. Fuck the Nets.